Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally. I'm from Kowloon House Church, and I'll be leading us through a time of devotion and prayer this morning. I'll first open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess that so often my nature is judgmental. Grant me patience when dealing with people and give me the grace to see them with your eyes and help me particularly not to judge the leader you have appointed in my life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we'll be watching a video that takes us through Mark 14 from 12 to verses 12 to 26.
And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
All right, so I'll be reading the devotion from the app as well. So leading up to Jesus' crucifixion has the marks of God's sovereignty all over it. While the disciple asks about the preparation of the Passover meal, Mark shows us that the true sacrifice of Passover lamb has already been thoroughly prepared, and that everything is processing according to the plans. Jesus' predictions of how things will unfold, both for the disciples' preparations and for Judah's disease, shows that his upcoming death on the cross was nothing less than the outworking of the Father's plan. Jesus' life wasn't taken from him. It was given in order to establish a new covenant, a better and lasting covenant. So that all people from every race and tribe and language and nation might be included in the kingdom of God and might bring glory to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb who's slain. So I'll be also reading the scripture from today's scripture of Romans. So it's Romans 14, from verses 1 to 12. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinion. One person believes he may eat everything, while weak person eats only vegetable. Let not the one who eats despite the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgments on one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you pass judgment on servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteem one day as better than other, while another esteem all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observe the day observe it in honor of God, in honor of the Lord. One who eats in the honor of the Lord, since he give thanks to God, while the one who abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. For none of us live to himself and none of us die to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For this end, Christ died and live again, and that he might be Lord both to the death and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, say the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to the Lord, to God. So then each of us will give an account of him to God. It's a long passage. Let's explore further what Paul is trying to tell us through these verses. As the issue of believer are eating or not eating meat, Paul assumes that they are doing or not doing them for the Lord. Paul then brings up a second matter where believer in Rome wrongly were judging one another. Then he explains that all believers are under the lordship of Jesus Christ. As Lord of all, he also will be the judge of all, to whom each of us will give an account. Therefore, we are wrong to judge our brother and sister. However, I don't think Paul is condemning all judgment. Rather, he's dealing with the subject of judging others on those non-essential matters where the Bible gives no commands, like, you know, rituals and stuff. Not necessary they are in agreement. He tells us that to be gracious and also extend our love to those who are different from us. We are not to judge them or treat them with contempt. However, the judgment that Paul is dealing with right here is different than the judgment mentioned in the book of Matthew, where Jesus commands us not to judge so that we will not be judged. So Jesus is referring to the judgment of moral issues and sins in the book of Matthew. So he did not, prohibit us from the judgment of others. He only requires that our judgment to be completely fair and that we only judge others by the standard that we would also like to be judged by. So Jesus takes judgment very seriously. He is the righteous judge, and we all agree that, and who is full of grace and truth. And also every judgment that he pronounced issues from his loving nature. So as I was reflecting on both Jesus and Paul's teaching, even though they're referring to a bit of different issues, I just looking back at my own life, I have to admit that I sometimes judge people too. I'm sure you do too. And also judge people too soon before I actually gather all the facts or understand all the aspect of the story. That often actually lead to wrong judgment on what is actually in people's heart and their motive. It happened actually more often after I become a leader of the church and a leader of the outreach ministry, because I need to handle a lot of the frontline church donation. I actually easily become judgment and angry when I receive things that from church member that are not in good condition or even broken. And my immediate reaction or judgment in my mind, not outrightly, is that people are dumping things that they don't want. Basically, they are dumping garbage and to others, you know, to the underprivileged and all that, and trying to feel good about themselves. You know, of course, I didn't say it out loud, but that's what my first reaction when I see those things. And actually, it's heartbroken sometimes. So when it comes to hurting my ministry or people that we serve, that my threshold of anger is really, really low. And you can ask all my colleagues. So however, going back to Jesus' teaching, and my judgment may not be fair, actually, because I don't know what's going on in those people's life. And I don't know the full story, even if that is true. But I have to ask myself and also look into my heart. Did I judge with love and kindness like Jesus did? Did I acknowledge God's sovereignty that, he's actually the ultimate judge of all these things, right? And I do believe all of us ultimately, when we stand before Jesus, that all the things that we did on our actions, our attitudes, and, you know, our behavior will be, you know, held accountable before God. So very short devo today, but it's actually really true. And reflecting back to today's topics, actually, is the cross, God's sovereignty, right? And he died on the cross for us, and he definitely is our Lord of all things. And so sometimes there's things that's unfair in this world, and you know, we look at our brother and sister and with bias sometimes and prejudice, but do we leave room for God to actually work in their life before we pass on judgment that may become a hurt and harm? So as P. Jackie lead us in worship, I would like to invite you to ask God to reveal to you if there's a time that you pass on judgment on others unfairly. And did you judge out of love and kindness? Or do you believe in God's sovereignty and he's the ultimate judge of all? And if you need to ask someone for forgiveness for the wrong judgment that you have passed on, ask God to give you the strength and courage to do so, that you can go and reconcile or restore that relationship. Yeah, ask God to reveal that to you. Yeah, thank you, Jackie.
Create What a wonderful name. love you. Jesus, I love you. And I will sing forever. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. A wonderful, how beautiful name above every name, exalted high. A Jesus, your name, name above every name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Gianni. Thank you. So I'll also close us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are trapped in the sex industry. Give us hearts of passion to minister to them and show them your love. And we ask for your protection and Holy Spirit to expose the harmful effects of pornography and on-screen videos, especially amongst your younger generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's move on to our community prayer for today. First up, let's pray for our brother and sister who are suffering from cancer or those who are under chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery recovery. Let's pray for them. Pray for God's healing hand touch upon them. And also pray for God's peace to come upon their heart, walk them through this difficult time. Let's pray. Next up, let's pray for those who are suffering from physical illnesses, but they also need the words of salvation from the Lord. Pray. God just not heal them physically, but also heal them with their spiritual life and bring them back to his kingdom. Let's pray. So next up, let's pray for those who are suffering from different infirmities, non-cancer related illnesses. Continue to pray for God's healing hand to come upon them, and also just pray also for the people who put their name on the list, Lord. Just pray for their family member and friends, Lord. At this time, they must be very worried, but just pray God that will give them peace and lift them up through this time. Let's pray. Next up, let's pray for those who are in our congregation who are looking for a job right now. Just pray God will open doors. God will also lead them to the right path and the right place that they that he intended. And also, pray for patience as well. Waiting is hard, and just pray that God give them energy and patience to wait during this time before they commit with a full-time job. Let's pray for this brother and sister. So let's turn to today's mission focus. Let's pray for SP New York, pray for the leader, Youth, Jess, and Kelly. And let's also pray for North Korea, pray for Open Door for Ministry. Also pray for other opportunities, missional opportunity and partnership in Asia. Also pray for those, the persecuted church in the Middle East as well. Just pray for God's sovereignty, and also pray for God's protection over all this area. Let's pray. Next up, also, let's pray for SB online, all the weekends gathering. First of all, of course, our Sunday service. Also pray for the well, SB kids, worship and hospitality team, which will be online in this case, and also SB youth, spin and spill services and their activity. And also, pray for all those like migrant worker class that sometimes happen on Sunday for Yigape and the word class for PJK, and also PMC and all the meetings that are happening this weekend. Let's lift this weekend up. Next up, particularly, let's pray for Alpha, which is happening in a couple hours. Just pray for God's guidance, that all the leaders and the volunteer will be guided by the Holy Spirit and all that they say and they do. And also, pray for all the guests who come in to Alpha this season. Just really press on and pray for God's salvation greatly. To come upon them, and also pray for protection over the volunteer as well as the guests. Just pray that they will be able to come today and to feel by the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Last but not least, pray for Hong Kong. Just pray that the COVID situation continue to die down. I know it's been like really a low number, but we just pray and continue to press on to pray for zero number, and also pray for just in general for when we resume all the social gathering. Just pray for wisdom for leader, the government, also leader of the church, that whether we should open up or not. Just pray during this time that God will guide through the whole process. And also pray for those who are sick right now, who contracted with COVID. Just pray for God's healing as well. Let's lift up our home to God in prayer. Yeah, let's close in prayer. Father Lord, just thank you for today. Thank you for this time that we can come in the morning to really start our day with our worship to you and our devotion to you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for today's message, Lord. I just pray that all of us, as we go on our life today, Lord, just pray that you will continue to help us to internalize what you're speaking to us, Lord God. And Father, I just live up the rest of the day to you, Lord, for those that need to work or for those that need to rest, Lord. God, I just pray that your presence will be with us throughout this time, Lord. Thank you. Love you in Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you for joining. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time and the rest of the day. Bye.